This morning we will be looking in the book of Genesis, first book in God's Word, the book of Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40, I hope you'll follow along with me in your Bible. If not, please listen carefully as I give you an old and possibly a familiar story to you. This is a story of Joseph who is in prison with two men, a butler and a baker. Now this story, as with all stories in the Scripture, tell us who God is, what man is, and what salvation is, what Jesus Christ has done to save His own. This is a very simple story, but it is a profound picture of the salvation that's in Christ alone. Now there are two men in this story, well, three actually, including Joseph. But two men, a butler and a baker, who are both at one time in the service of the king. And they have offended the king, and now they are in prison. And I'm reading verses 1 through 4 of Genesis 40. It came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against these two. And in verse 3, it says, he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into prison, the place where Joseph was bound. Joseph was already there. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with these two men. And he served these two. And they continued there in war. Now, two prisoners. And they are under the charge of Joseph, who himself is a prisoner. Now, this is a picture of all mankind, all men and women by nature. They are under bondage to sin, to the world, to the flesh. They are, though, servants of the Lord God, willingly or unwillingly. All persons and all things serve the purpose of God Almighty and are under His rule. And all have offended the Most Holy God. The Scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Scripture says that none doeth good, no, not one. Scripture saith God is angry with the wicked every day. And that is all of us by nature. So, these two men, butler and a baker, represent all of mankind who are servants of God in one way or another, who have offended God and are in bondage to sin, to the world and the flesh, and we are under the rule of, under the authority of, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Christ said, that He has been given authority over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as God had given Him. That's John chapter 17. And Christ Himself came to this earth and was manifest in the flesh and was bound to a human body and eventually bound to an altar as a sin offering for His people. But Christ became a prisoner to the flesh here to restore His own, to restore His people back to His God. All right? Now, these two prisoners dreamed a dream. Each of them had a dream. Verse 5. They dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night. Each man, the butler and the baker. They were bound in prison, and they dreamed these dreams. And this is a picture of man who is filled with thoughts and opinions and dreams. And man also has the law of God written on his heart. Man has a conscience given to him by God. Yet man does not know the meaning of what is in his heart. Man does not know God by his own thoughts. Man cannot, Scripture says, by searching, find out God. The natural man, Scripture says, receiveth not the things of God. They're foolishness to him. They're a mystery. Only if the Son of God, the Word of God made flesh, only if Christ Himself reveals the truth to us and in us, will we know who God is, what we are, and how we may approach that God. Now, all souls belong to Christ, and only if Christ is pleased to reveal the truth to us will we be restored to God. Now, I continue to read verses 6 and 7. Now, these two men dreamed a dream, and it says in verse 6, Joseph came unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers, he asked the butler and baker, why are you so sad today? Why are you sad? Mankind is generally unhappy. In fact, the whole of man's life is spent trying to make himself happy. Man is generally unhappy and sad because his thoughts trouble him. His conscience pricks him. Some, by God's grace, are troubled to the extent that the gospel is finally revealed to them. And then others, most, that is, never hear the gospel. That is, they never hear it with the ear of faith. And they never hear the gospel and remain in their troubles and in their condemnation and eventually to their destruction. Now, verse 8, I read in verse 8, it says, Joseph said unto them, or they said unto Joseph, we've dreamed a dream and there's no interpreter of it. They said, we're sad because we've dreamed a dream and there's no one to tell us what it means. There's no interpreter. And Joseph said, do not interpretations belong to God? Do not the mysteries belong to God? Yes, truly, interpretations, all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding of all things, the mysteries, the truth, all belongs to God. God, the truth of who God is, of what man is, what salvation is, who Christ is, how God saves sinners, that all belongs to God. It is all a revelation from God. We cannot figure these things out of ourselves. No man, by searching, can find out God. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. They're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, Scripture said, for they're spiritually discerned. And only when the Spirit of the Most High God reveals them unto us, only when that happens will we know the truth. Man does not figure out the truth by human will or human wisdom. Only when God is pleased to reveal it. All right? So Joseph says, do not interpretations belong to God? Then he says, tell me, I pray you. Tell me. Joseph, throughout this story, is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no clearer picture of Jesus Christ in all the Old Testament than the story of Joseph throughout these chapters. From chapters preceding this to the end of the book of Genesis. The story of Joseph is the story of Jesus Christ. And if you want a blessing, go through these chapters and ask God to reveal Christ to you in the story of Joseph. Better yet, come thou with us, and we'll show them unto you. Well, Joseph here says, interpretations belong to God. Tell me, I pray you. Well, he represents the Lord Jesus Christ here, who said, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Come unto me. Tell me, I'll pray to the Father. Look to me, I'll reveal the truth in you. Yes, Christ is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He, the only begotten of the Father, he alone can declare God unto a human being. Revealed. Now here are the dreams of these two men, the dreams of the butler and the baker. Two dreams, and they're somewhat similar, yet vastly different. Now both of these men were servants of the king. And both of these men, in their dreams, approach the king. Each man brings something to the king. And it's according to what they brought, whether or not they were received by the king, or whether they lived or died. It was life and death. These dreams were a matter of life and death. All right? Here's the first dream. The dream of the butler, verse 9. The chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, as though it budded, and their blossoms came forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand." So the essence of what the butler dreamed was this. He saw a vine, he saw branches, a cup, he saw grapes growing upon, from that vine, and he saw eventually wine in the cup, which he brought to the king. In short, what the butler brought to the king was the fruit of the vine. The butler brought the wine of the grape unto the king. Now here's the interpretation by Joseph, verses 12 and 13. Joseph said unto him, "This is the interpretation of it, of your dream. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his butler." In other words, in 3 days you will be restored back to the place of butler because of what you brought to the king. Now, this interpretation of this dream is far more than what meets the eye here. Joseph spoke of 3 days. He spoke of a head being lifted up. He spoke of restoration unto a place. He spoke of the butler being restored back to the place of acceptance because of the wine was in his hand. Now, do you understand what you read or what you heard me read to you? All who hear this morning, do you understand that? I hope you'll say with the man who asked, who told Philip, that I'll understand if you tell me, only if a man tells me. Well, this story is of Christ, who is the vine, and we are the branches, and the fruit, the blood of grapes, all comes from Christ the vine. And verse 11, the butler brings to Pharaoh the grape, or the blood of the grape, into Pharaoh's hand. And though we with wicked hands have crucified and shed the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, yet if we come to God by faith in that very blood, if that very blood, we bring that very blood by faith to this God, we are restored to the place which Christ hath prepared for us and told us of, into the presence of the very King. In other words, in short, very simply, we will live with God only if we come by faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only if we come to this most holy God who's angry with the wicked every day, pleading the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as remission of our sin. Well, the next dream, and I must hurry for the sake of time. The baker had a dream. Down in verse 16, it says, the baker had a dream and said, "Behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head, and the baskets were full of all sorts of meat that I had made, and I brought those to the king." And then Joseph answered and said, "The 3 baskets are 3 days, and in 3 days the king's going to cut your head off. He's going to hang you, and the birds are going to eat the flesh off of them." And in short, in closing, let me sum up this dream. What the baker brought was what he had made with his own hands. What the butler brought was what had been provided to him by the vine. The difference being a spiritual story here, is that we'll only be accepted by God and restored to the place that we lost in Adam if we bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. But if we come to God with our own works, with what we have done, and plead before God what we are, what we have done, we will not be accepted, but rather rejected and condemned and sentenced to death. But if we come like this butler, we'll be accepted. Well, I hope this has been a revelation to you. Until next Sunday, may God bless His Word to you. Amen.